more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
Peter Greenberg back with you as Eye on Travel continues from Pier 39 here in San Francisco. Of course, you know the drill. You can always reach me, and you should. Just email me to peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go out to the phones to Crystal Lake right outside of Chicago. I've got Maria on the phone.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Last November, my daughter is going to be studying. She's in college, going to be studying in Italy for the semester currently. I booked her flight directly with British Airlines from Chicago to Rome, and with a connection to Heathrow. And then at the same time, I booked a flight for myself to catch up with her at the end of her semester. I did this all directly with British Airlines.
Let me guess, you did this online?
Yeah, we spoke to someone.
You actually spoke to someone? Okay. Well, there's progress there. Okay, keep going.
Okay. So the airlines recently sent something to me saying that they rescheduled my flight that doesn't allow me to board my connecting flight. There's a stop in Heathrow. So what I want to know is, can I completely cancel my trip without losing the entire cost of the flight?
Okay, first of all, I got a couple of questions. On your flight from Chicago to London, that's on British Airways, correct?
Correct.
And from London to Rome, is that British Airways?
That's American.
No, impossible. Let's try it again. Oh. American does not fly from London to Rome. Let's go back.
Okay, hold on. It might still be on British Airways.
Well, no,
British Airlines.
That's the key. If you talk to British Airways on the phone, it's a British Airways flight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you're with me on that.
Okay.
And it's a British Airways flight all the way to Rome.
Okay, yes.
With a stop at Heathrow. Now, if they have now rescheduled your original flight from Chicago to London so that you don't have enough time to connect to Rome, what's your goal here? To still get to Rome, right?
Right.
Okay. You picked up the phone and called them the first time. What's to prevent you from picking up the phone and calling them a second time?
Well, I was wondering if I could cancel my flights entirely and maybe just not do the trip, because I don't travel very much at all. I used to when I was younger, but then I got Crohn's disease. And
listen, I understand Crohn's disease very well.
February, thought, okay, maybe this is not the right time for me to be going.
Okay, let me stop you for a second. I'm going to help you out.
Okay.
First of all, listen, you have all my best thoughts about Crohn's disease, because my dad had Crohn's disease and I know what he went through. So you have all of my thoughts with you on this one. But you're functioning and you need to see the world.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. British Airways has more than one flight a day from London to Rome. You're not going to be in trouble. What you need to do, the whole idea is you want to go see your daughter, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's get you there. What you want to do is pick up the phone and tell them, listen, you just changed my outbound flight, so we can't possibly connect to your flight in London going to Rome. Can you please rebook me either on an earlier flight to Chicago, on an earlier flight to London from Chicago and a later flight from London to Rome? And you know what they're going to say? Okay.
Okay.
See, that's easy. Now, if for any reason, listen, they did this, so they have to fix it, and they will fix it. It's an easy fix, okay? And you're giving them enough time in advance to do that. And if for any reason, Maria, they don't fix it, that's when you let me know right away, and I'll get it fixed. But this is an easy one, and it shouldn't get in the way of you enjoying a trip with the proper amount of time to connect in London so you can go see your daughter, okay?
Okay.
So go for it.
I do. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm giving you the encouragement here. And remember, I'm standing by if you have a problem. My guess is you are not going to have a problem.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. And fingers crossed, and have a great trip.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Maria. And keep traveling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, this reminds me, and this applies to anybody who's traveling with a medical condition. First of all, if you're taking prescription medicines, do the following. ask your doctor to send you a letter that says you have his permission at his advice to take those particular prescription medicines. So there'll be no confusion at customs. But also ask your doctor to specify not just the brand name of the medicine, but its generic name, because it may not be known by its brand name in different places in the world. That's number one. Number two, if you have a particular condition, double check your travel insurance to make sure it doesn't qualify for an exclusion as a pre-existing medical condition that would void your travel insurance policy. Do that ahead of time. And make sure that you're not just looking at it online. Talk to a travel agent or a travel advisor who can walk you through the hieroglyphics of that policy language so you know what you're covered for and what you're not covered for. And last but not least, and this is an easy one, keep copies of your prescriptions in a different suitcase than you're carrying on your carry-on bag. And the same thing with your passport. Do a photocopy of the photo page of your passport and keep that in a separate location as well. So if anything happens, you have a record that you can easily go to any U.S. consulate and get an emergency passport issued. But other than that, and considering my last caller's condition, please go. Please have a great time. And know you'll be properly protected if you follow my advice. Again, don't assume anything with prescription drugs. Get that letter from your doctor giving you permission to take it, as well as the brand name and the generic name, and you'll be okay. Back with more right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back.